Hello and welcome to the VLP Newscast for the week of October 29th, 2006. I'm Jill Brink, I'll be your host today. Let's start out with some VLP news. Project Radio is up and running. You can listen to that live Mondays at 10 on 91.1 FM The Core. The VLP is currently taking submissions for its magazine. Submissions are due by December 1st. For a full list of submission rules and details, please visit our website. The Writers Group will be meeting this Thursday, November 2nd at William Street Art Center at 8 p.m. Please bring the works that you're working on right now for discussion. Our next Poetry Slam is November 30th at the Coffee Shop Gallery at 7 p.m. Our guest poet will be the VLP's very own Lindy Oback. The next general meeting of the VLP will be December 1st at 4 p.m., Dakota Hall 212. And now for literary awards given in the past week. The 2006 Nobel Prize in Literature has been awarded to Orhan Pamuk for his exploration of the rift between Western and Islamic values. The 2006 Dylan Thomas Award winner is Rachel Trezise for Fresh Apples. And the 2006 Man Booker Prize winner is Kiran Desai for The Inheritance of Loss. Books being released this week are Dear John by Nicholas Sparks, Home to Big Stone Gap by Adriana Tarragani, and HRH by Danielle Steele. This week's top 10 sellers, according to BarnesandNoble.com, are Lizzie's Story by Stephen King at number 1, The Audacity of Hope by Barack Obama, The Innocent Man by John Grisham, The Collectors by David Baldacci, The End, Book the 13th by Lemony Snicket, The 13th Tale by Diane Satterfield, Our 50 States by Lynn Cheney, Valley of Silence by Nora Roberts, Act of Treason by Vince Flynn, and For One More Day by Mitch Albom. And now for this week in literary history. In 1811, Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility is published. In 1892, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes is published. In 1871, Stephen Crane, author of The Red Badge of Courage, is born. And in 1948, T.S. Eliot wins the Nobel Prize in Literature. That will do it for this week's newscast. If you have any questions about today's podcast, please email me at jsbrink@usd.edu. If you just want to learn more about the VLP, please visit our website at www.usd.edu/orgs/project. I'm Jill Brink for the VLP, and you all have a wonderful week.